Hello, this is James Van Prague, and I want to take a moment to welcome you to this incredible one-day immersion class, A Day in the Spirit World. This is the only time that I'm aware of that this type of course has ever been presented before. So this is really the first time in the world that a practitioner, a teacher, a medium would really help and guide you and assist you in taking this journey to the world beyond. The world beyond, the world around us, and connecting with a loved one fully in awareness of your mind sense. When we look at ourselves as human beings, most of us just believe that this is it, or what we can just see objectively outside of us and the world around us, things that can be measured by the physicality, by the denseness. We really don't go into the sense that there's so much more to us in the invisible worlds. And the truth is that a very small percentage of our soul is in this body. Most of it, 80% of it at least, is outside the body and really lives on areas and spaces and places and spheres and levels and planes, which is outside the human spectrum. All different levels of consciousness, conscious awareness. So the mind is part of the soul. The soul is part of the mind. And I do believe when we slough off this physical body, we open ourselves up to a higher level of consciousness, our truth. We go to another world, another space, which is really just bringing ourselves in the mind to a different level of consciousness. It's outside the body. It's an expansion of consciousness. It goes beyond the three-dimensional world. There are many dimensions, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. And we become much more aware of ourselves, of our true selves, when we leave the confines and the limitations of this human world. Many people who've had near-death experiences or out-of-body experiences can tell you this. I personally have had a near-death experience, and I too experienced it, where I was very, very alive, very, very much more alive, I would say, than I was in the physical body. There is a sense, an overwhelming sense, when you leave this dimension, that you are so much more. You're part of the wholeness. You have an identity of the oneness of all things. So on this journey, A Day in the Life of the Spirit, you're going to delve into those various levels of consciousness, of awareness. Your spirit friends and your family are always around you, but we don't open our perceptions. We don't open the mind to experience them. So my intention for this one-day immersion with you is to take you on a tour, to bring you into the world where your loved ones are. Which is fine. How would we do that? Well, we merely do that by changing our consciousness, by changing our awareness, by bringing ourselves into a space which we are always in but not aware of, outside the human consciousness, that higher consciousness of being in another dimension. And that dimension is so real, so solid. The energy, which are molecules moving at a certain rate of speed, just seem to move quicker and faster outside of the human spectrum. I often say it's like a ceiling fan. And when the ceiling fan is not working, we see the individual blades. But when we turn that ceiling fan on, it spins around and around, you cannot make out the individual blades because it's going too fast. Same thing with the spiritual dimensions. They are real. They are just at different levels of speed. I really believe, and everybody has their own unique experience, when I journeyed out of the body, I was very, very aware of the different colors, the different materials, colors that I knew in the earth, reds and oranges and blues and greens and yellows, were very flat, it seemed, in this three-dimensional world. But in the spiritual dimensions, they're fuller. They have a character to them, a value to them. You hear them in some way. There are designs of materials, characteristics we've never seen here on this earth. And that is really what part of this experience is to remember what that other side is like when it's your time to cross over. And to also remind you that the spirit people, your loved ones, are always within a mind's thought away. Remember that the mind being part of the soul being part of the mind. So the soul recalls within it all the memories, experiences we ever had on the earth. And when spirit come to communicate with us, they will remind you of those times spent together, those heart times when you felt happy and joy and peaceful. That's what they want you to know about, because that's what they live on. The truth of who we are is love. We are soul beings of love. Love's our natural energy. Love is our natural vibration. We come from love and we go to love. We are souls that come back on this earth school and learn lessons, sometimes very difficult and hard lessons, but that's the value of them, because if it was to be easy every time, there would be no value. So the more difficult and harder the lesson, the more we expand. And the more we use love in each of those lessons, the more we'll expand. And that's really the way to go. So I put together this one day of spirit, visiting the spirit world, as a compilation of my many, many years talking to spirit. In all the work that I do, whenever I do a demonstration in front of people or do one-on-one readings, I find it very, very important that the recipient, the people taking place in that presentation, have an experience that, in many ways I'm experiencing, go beyond just that flat three-dimensional sense. And I try to share with them what I'm feeling, seeing, hearing at the same time. And that's what this one-day workshop is. It is really a time that you're giving yourself, and make sure you spend the entire day, because the spirit world are making an appointment with you. It's very, very important we keep that time that they've put aside to be with us, to assist us, to expand our awareness, our knowledge, our soul's vision. So make sure you stay the full day in this program. It's very important. So now, I hope you'll join me with this wonderful experience of opening up, expanding your consciousness, your thoughts. Don't be caught up on having to do things the right way. I need to see something. I need to feel something. Don't do that. Don't set yourself up. Just experience. And as I guide you through the various ways of expanding your consciousness, always go back to your breath. The breath is the ribbon of the source of life. So that is really what you want to work with, is that breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. Do not get caught up with having to have an experience, having to see a certain thing. Let it just be. You send out the intention, you send out the thought, and then just see what happens. Be very observant. Really, that's what you want to be. You want to be passive and observant as you experience this, relaxing into it, not having to control it. There is no control. So just let yourself enjoy. It's as if you're floating on a little lake, on a rowboat, and just lay back and just let yourself float through the lake, not worrying about steering the right way, going this way. Just let yourself be. When we surrender, it gives the spirit world a lot of space, a lot of the atmosphere that they need to bring you through, to bring you through these experiences. And these experiences will be very real. So just let yourself relax into it. And now I'm just going to open up as this introduction of a day in the spirit. I'm very, very excited. I know this beautiful light world is waiting just for you to experience it. And you can always use this too, by the way. You can always take this course and use it throughout the rest of your life, which is incredible. So I'd like for you now just to close your eyes. We're going to open with a prayer, a blessing, an intention together. Divine Heavenly Parent, Spirit friends, guides and teachers, the Source, we send our intention and ask a beautiful blessing of light, love, compassion to every single person doing this wonderful day of immersion. For this soul right now who is listening to this, we ask that you open up their hearts and their minds, that they may expand, that they may open up to the source of themselves, where they've come from, and to just receive, let them receive. We look so forward to this blessing that we're going to receive today from you, dear friends and angels. We thank you, as we do all the time, for the wonderful work that you do to assist us in blending with us, opening us up to creating synchronistic experiences that things happen. We thank you, we bless you, and so it is. And slowly open up your eyes. And also, I would recommend, perhaps to the side of you, there could be a journal, a guidebook there, a piece of paper that you have close to you, just so when you finish each exercise, each experience. You may want to write things down. Just keep yourself a journal of what's going on. And to you, my dear friends, I wish you a wonderful, wonderful experience. I've done this many times, and it is nothing like you've ever experienced before. So enjoy and really have a good time with your soul. Namaste.